Fellow classmates of Shawnee Northwest, class of 2011, I am both honored and humbled to be able to have this opportunity to speak to all of you today. I stand before you now not as an inspirational speaker, nor a voice of reason, nor as a superior who wishes to advise you all on how to live your lives. No, I stand here today as a fellow student, as a fellow graduate, as one who has walked the halls of Northwest for the same 4 years that you have, as one who knows what it's like to experience the school dances, the intensity of basketball and football games, the joys and hard work that accompany musicals, plays, and concerts, the stressful classes, the easy classes, the interesting classes, and the slightly less than interesting classes, as one who knows what it's like to watch things change right before your eyes. Like I said, I'm not a speaker. Rather, I'm a storyteller. With that in mind, allow me to tell you a little story. For those of you that don't know, I'm a runner. By definition, that means I'm required to know the familiar landmarks and street names within about an 8 mile radius of Northwest. As a freshman on my first Saturday run, however, I realized just how painfully little I knew of the street names and landmarks of the city I've called home since the age of 3. On what started out as a fine Saturday morning, our team left for a leisurely run from what I thought was an easily visible landmark, a large red barn, one that's located over in Sarco Park. I ran with my head down, struggling to keep up with the older guys on this leisurely run, and paid no attention to the twists and turns that we took as we left the premises. Thus, when it came time for me to turn around early because of my lack of fitness, I found that the return journey home was more of a return journey to nowhere. In other words, I was lost. Despite this predicament, I knew that I had teammates, parents, and coaches who would not simply just leave me lost. I did not know, however, just how long it would take for them to find me. Things were made complicated by the fact that none of my close relatives cared to answer any of their cellular devices. In addition to these technological and geographical problems, it seemed as though I had some interpersonal communication skills as well. Problems, not skills. Of the 6 stores and businesses that I went into in an attempt to find a phone and or direction, none of the employees had any idea what I was talking about when I attempted to describe the big red barn. No matter how many descriptive adjectives I threw in, like large, red, and place where animals are traditionally kept, all I received were blank stares and encouraging statements like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've never heard of that. Apparently they haven't lived in the next long enough either." Or, "Maybe you should try someone else." Well, about 5 someone else's later, I was still no better off. My saving grace finally came when I was in Daylight Donuts, on the phone and listening to the repetitive ring, ring, ring that meant nobody was home, trying to decide if I should ask for a free donut or not, when I spotted the rest of my team through the window, just across the street. All thoughts of free donuts vanished as I hung up the phone, sprinted out the door, and frantically tried to get their attention before they ran off somewhere else. It worked. I was safe. When all was said and done, what was supposed to be a simple 6 mile run turned into an all expense paid, travel by foot, 2 hour long running slash occasionally walking tour of the city of Lenexa. So, what can you take from my running adventures? The knowledge that sometime in the next year of college, or perhaps a new job, that you will most likely find yourself lost amidst the new surroundings. And if you find yourself treading water in a sea of uncertainty, take heart. Keep looking for a place where you can connect. Don't give up when it's a struggle to find your way. It may take time to build new friendships or discover your calling. Be patient, and be aware of others who may seem calm, cool, and collected on the outside, but are really lost on the inside. Be the instigator. Be the one to reach out. Who knows? The person that person may be the friend who points the way back to the barn for you someday. And so, as you watch your high school years slowly come to an end, remember that all of it, all 4 glorious years filled with irrepressible laughter, the occasional snippet of downtime, the incredible friendships and experiences, and the frequently used image of sweat and tears, all of these have come together to color the canvas that has been our high school career. May you look back upon the past 4 years with fondness, remembering those who paved the way before you, those who walked along beside you, and those who encouraged and supported you every step of the way. And may you look forward with excitement and anticipation, knowing that great things are in store. Congratulations, class of 2011. We made it, with only the rest of our lives and world-class possibilities.